Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, good morning and welcome in on this Wednesday. A lot to get into between now and 2 o'clock. Chance for you to win Nats tickets is always at 12:55. Make sure you are listening. Those Nats tickets are to see Bryce Harper and the Phillies when they come back to town, so we'll make you earn them. The Raiders, not the Redskins, get Hard Knocks.
Damn.
We'll cover that at 10:30. Landon Collins hates the Giants and can't wait to play them. I love how candid he is about how badly he wants to pummel a team in the division.
I've been demanding this for years on record. We need to get back to hating the Giants again as a Redskins fan base. We have to.
Landon Collins is the president of your mission.
Absolutely.
12:18, we will get into the U.S. Women's National Team, Women's World Cup underway. Our first game yesterday, America hanging a 13 spot, the U.S. ladies over Thailand. Yet, they annoyed a lot of people because they celebrated some of their goals late in the game. We will discuss whether or not they did anything wrong in the 12 o'clock hour. But, Danny, we've got to start with Anthony Rendon of the Nationals. Now, this is not a Nats are seven games back conversation. This is not a State of the Nats Union discussion. We're not going to break down last night's game. We're going to isolate this specifically on Rendon, who clubbed two home runs, his 13th and his 14th yesterday, went deep in the first and the ninth innings, bookending the ball game. And despite having some of the best numbers in the National League, and behind Nolan Arenado, who plays at Coors Field and has that benefit, the best numbers at third base in the sport, he is right now fifth in balloting at his position for the All-Star game, despite contests like the one we saw yesterday.
It's on the way, and a swing and a drive, deep left center field. Back goes Garcia, way back and watching. It's going, going, it's gone, goodbye. Over the wall to the left of the batter's eye in left center field. Bang, zoom goes Anthony Rendon with his 13th home run of the year. RBIs 44 and 45 coming on a 3-2 pitch from left-hander Manny Banuelos with Trey Turner aboard. A two-run homer. It's the Nationals 2 and the White Sox nothing. And delivers, and Rendon blasts one to left field. This is way back. This is going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Anthony Rendon with his second home run of the night is a solo blast on a 2-1 pitch from Alex Colome, leading off the top half of the ninth inning. Home run number 14 for Rendon in his 44th run batted into the year. The White Sox 7 and the Nationals 5.
The Nats did lose the game. We can get into the Nats and Patrick Corbin's struggles in a minute. But here's where we wanted to start. Danny, Anthony Rendon might not be an All-Star.
It's unbelievable.
He's never been one in his career. If you look at almost every category, batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, OPS, almost universally across the board, he's one of the best players in the league this year. Top five in a plethora of categories, and he is right now behind four guys at his own position in voting.
He is on pace. Now, granted, he missed some time. Okay,
but 14 games.
His 162-game pace right now, 144 runs scored, 57 doubles, 42 home runs, 140 runs batted in, 90 walks, and just over 115 strikeouts. The OPS, the on-base percentage, the batting average, the whole nine yards. A Ruthian-type season. A Bryce Harper MVP-type season. A one of the great seasons we've had in modern-day baseball history-type season. All the while playing Gold Glove-caliber third base. He has made a couple plays over the last several days that probably went unnoticed. In the sort of rankings and the annals of Anthony Rendon, great defensive plays, don't even get mentioned. There was a topspin chopper that he was on an in-between hop on at third base. Sometimes you don't get the ideal hops. At shortstop, you can, a lot of times, move around and get yourself a better hop. You don't get caught in a situation. At third base, the smash has happened. You're flat-footed. There's only one way to go. You figure it out. He had a swipe across his body on this top spin ball where he picked it like it was just the most routine thing in the world, flicked it over to first base. As they're jogging off the field, Trey Turner has his jogs right over to him and is like, basically, that's an absurd play. And Anthony's like, I don't know. I'm just, whatever, man.
I'm just happy to be here, dude.
I like playing and maybe, you know, Houston Rockets. Just so casual. He's excellent. He's so good. Thank goodness he's not hitting sixth, by the way.
Anthony Rendon came into yesterday's game. Second in F WAR, first in WRC+, first in OBP, first in slugging, and fifth in All-Star voting, and hit two bombs. So the Nationals tweeted out yesterday, help us fix this, with a video of Rendon hitting his home run. I need them to do less tweeting about getting Anthony Rendon to the All-Star game and more re-signing him immediately. Stop tweeting about getting him to the All-Star game, Nationals, and start paying him right now. I'm good on you telling me, help me get him to the All-Star game. No, you help me pay his ass and keep him in Washington, D.C. That's your job. I'll do my job. Me and Danny can handle the advocating on his behalf for the All-Star game.
We got you.
Let us get the word out for Nats fans. You pay him.
We're on the team. Anthony Rendon should be an All-Star. Here's some information. You guys do the contract thing.
Just once, when you didn't shut someone down to benefit later on, let's get a deal done to keep a guy here who's one of the best in the game. This is not Bryce Harper, who you correctly let walk. This is a different story. He should have been under contract already. He needs to be paid. Pay him. Keep him. He needs to stay here. When Harper walked, I think by and large, a lot of Nats fans were fine with it. I liked it. I supported you. The antithesis of that will be the case if Rendon walks. You're going to get beat around on this show for a while. Do not allow him to leave. Resign him now. And if you can't get a deal done in season because Scott Boras is a lot to deal with, that's fine. You can trade him. You better resign him this offseason. I don't care what it takes almost. You're close. The door has not closed like everyone is pretending that it has. Resign him. Keep him. Your core, Rendon, Turner, Robles, Soto, is good enough. But you can't, over the course of two offseasons, allow Bryce Harper and Anthony Rendon to leave while your team, which was in the playoffs perennially, probably misses the playoffs for a second straight season. Max Scherzer will be 35 next year. What are we doing here? Pay him. Stop tweeting about him being an All-Star and start paying him. That's number one. Number two, as far as the All-Star game goes, Nats fans, you got to support the guy. You got to vote for him. The fact that Josh Donaldson in Atlanta, and I get that Braves fans are way more active than Nats fans in voting, and they're better at this than we are. They sent their entire team to the All-Star game recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how or why, but I remember last year at Nats Park, it was like the Braves and the rest of the National League.
Yeah, it was
for
like
some
11
reason.
Braves and two Dodgers.
Made no sense. I get that they're just better than us at this, but Josh Donaldson can't get more votes than Anthony Rendon. Josh Donaldson, who surpassed Madison Bumgarner in the last 48 hours, by the way, for the biggest whiner in baseball. Did you see what he did?
Well, Grant, you have to understand from his perspective, a pitch was thrown inside in a Major League Baseball game. He's got every right to question why a guy was looking at his general direction.
He's hitting .237. His OPS is under .790. He's got more All-Star votes than Anthony Rendon. Figure it out. Nats fans, figure that out. Now, I do have to say one last thing here, and that is this, and maybe we can open up the phones on this. I think Rendon is partially to blame for the lack of national attention he gets and for the lack of love he's getting in All-Star voting. He said last week when asked about the All-Star game that he would like to be named an All-Star without actually going to the event or playing in the game. Why would you do that? Like, we can't all be upset if he doesn't become an All-Star, if he doesn't even really want to be an All-Star.
Well, remember, when we... You know, we've asked him about it in the past. And at spring training, I was like, you're excellent. You are so good. And he just kind of blushed and sort of looked down. I wasn't really sure to answer the question because that wasn't a question yet. And I was like, why don't you allow yourself credit? Why don't you should seek it at some point. And he just kind of gave this demure, very humble answer where it's not in his DNA. It's not what he was in that Final Five All-Star thing. Didn't lift a finger a couple years ago when he should have been All-Star then. It's just not who he is. And by the way, be who you are. God bless. You do plenty of good work, and you're a great baseball player.
Yeah, you're a terrific person, and being a little bit boring with a personality is not a crime. Being, I won't even say he's not media friendly, but kind of doing the minimum with the media, mm-hmm. it's not a crime. We happen to have a good relationship with him on the show. He's great to us, so it's awkward for me even to say that. But I get the sense, in general, he kind of is a do the minimum with the media guy. I can't get over the fact that last week in a postgame interview with Alex Chappell, who travels with the team, who's a part of the Masson broadcast, who has the rights, who is the entity for the club and getting out whatever message they want. Mm-hmm. You know, you watch FP every night, and this is what kind of the team wants you to think, right, by and large. He says to Alex Chappell after she asks him about winning a game, we scored more runs than the other team.
Thank you very much.
Let's do a little bit better than that. I'm trying to get you to the All-Star game. So I think he deserves a little bit of the reason for his lack of fanfare. I'm not asking you to be fake or fraudulent or put on some air or put on a show. Just don't say we scored more runs than the other team when asked how you won. Don't say I'd like to be an All-Star without going there, because you can't tell me those aren't factors. I believe that they are. Help Kyle Brostowitz. Hashtag help Kyle Brostowitz.
This should be the theme of today's show. Help Kyle Brostowitz.
He's the PR director for the Washington Nationals. He's trying to get Anthony Rendon some love. He's helping with his play, but I just don't know other than that how badly he wants to be there. So maybe we shouldn't care that much if he doesn't care that much. But I think this guy deserves it. I want to see him an All-Star. And, oh, by the way, the other part of this is sign him.
Pierre Étienne.
Oh, I don't know that the Nats aren't trying desperately to sign him. I'm going to assume they haven't offered anywhere close to $235, $240 million without deferred money yet. Do that today. Make that offer. Occasionally, over the course of building a championship program, you have to break some glass in case of emergency. Mm-hmm. The emergency is this guy's going to be in Texas next year. Let's not allow that. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Will Anthony Rendon be an All-Star like he deserves to? Have you actually voted for him? And do you think he hurts his own chances a little bit when he makes comments like, yeah, I don't actually want to go to the game, but it would be okay to be an All-Star? You're listening to G&D.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Anthony Rendon is having a field day. All season long, he has been the Nats' best player. Missed 14 games, and yet he has still arguably been the best third baseman in the National League. I'll give Nolan Arenado the slight nod, even though Rendon's got better metrics peripherally across the board. 1076 OPS, Arenado's 982, despite the fact that Arenado hits in Coors Field and makes a killing at home in Colorado.
But Arenado's just transcendent defensively. I mean, it's every night there's a highlight.
Yeah.
He's up there with Scott Rolen. He's up there with Brooks Robinson, to me, one of the greats of all time at third base. Anthony Rendon, just regular great.
Yeah, see, I actually tend to disagree a little bit on that. Arenado makes all of the flashy plays, and I don't get me wrong, he's sterling defensively. I'm actually Team Scott Boras on this. I think Anthony Rendon's a better third baseman than Nolan Arenado.
Do you really?
I do. I think Matt Chapman is the best defensive third baseman in baseball who plays in Oakland. Nobody really knows him. And then I think it's Rendon. Rendon does not leave his feet ever. Rendon is kind of always in the right spot. Arenado is way flashier, makes ridiculous plays all the time, but I think botches some of the more routine things than Rendon might. But it's picking nits. You're talking about a 9.5 out of 10 and a 9.7 out of 10. Regardless of who's better where, Arenado's had a little bit better offensive season because he stayed healthier. He's had almost 70 more at-bats. He's got three more homers. He's got nine more RBI. His batting average is 10 points higher. So if you want to tell me that Nolan Arenado is going to start at third base for the National League,
I have no problem with that.
Great. But here's the list of guys in the NL who are having better years than Tony Rendon. Christian Yelich, who's probably going to hit 60 home runs this year. MVP last year, probably going to be the MVP this year. If he's not, Cody Bellinger will. He's on the list. He's having a historical season with the Dodgers. I would put Arenado on that list and maybe Josh Bell from the Pittsburgh Pirates, another guy who's not all that well known, maybe in Washington, D.C. He has come into his own, was a second-round pick, got a lot of money to not go to Texas back in 2011, has 18 jacks, 60 batted in, hitting almost .330 with a .1050 OPS for the Pirates in his age 26 season. He's the man. That's the list of guys better mm-hmm. than Rendon in the NL. And yet, somehow, he's fifth, not in the league, where he ranks probably fifth best National League player this year. Fifth at third base.
Just at third base.
Behind Josh Donaldson, who is so pedestrian for the Atlanta Braves. Who do you blame? I mean, you can easily say Nats fans are just not that good at this, and they can get mad at me. I'm perfectly okay saying, again, that you're not that good at this. But I also blame Rendon a little bit. I do. You can't, in an interview, in the heat of voting starting up, say, it'd be cool to be there without actually having to go to the game. I wouldn't spend time in my day. I wouldn't go out of my way to go, well, I could either take the baby for a walk right now, or I can get online and vote for Anthony Rendon. Mm-hmm. If I know the guy really doesn't want to go to the All-Star game that much.
So blame is I understand exactly what you're saying.
Well, there's a reason why he is as low as he is in the voting.
Yes.
I guess. Blame or not, why is he there?
Well, so like blame is like we have a screw up here. Whose fault is it? I don't have a better word than blame either. But is this a contributing factor to his lack of voting? Absolutely. That he's not a self-promoter. He's not a pimp the homer, bat flipping, chucking and jiving, high charisma, look at me player. He's not. That's not who he is. I love who he is. I'm a fan of Anthony Rendon. I like how he goes about his business. I like how good he is. I like everything about that dude. His community work, what he's done with the Nats Youth Academy. If he's not a choreographed celebration like Bryce Harper every time he gets a base hit guy, that's great too. But that's a contributing factor here. You're absolutely right about that.
I would say, though, not being a self-promoter, you know, not wanting to put yourself over, not being comfortable talking about yourself, doing his Trey Turner is my best friend, vote Trey Turner, do this, do that, all the stuff he's done over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's advocating for Howie Kendrick over himself. Clearly selfless, first rate as a dude, that's all positive. I actually think, though, in the last couple of weeks, it's kind of swung a little bit, even maybe not to be negative, because, again, I love Anthony Rendon, but the comment he made, that's not even, to me, oh, he's not a self-promoter. That's the opposite
that's
of that.
Something else.
That's
yeah.
actually a detriment to you getting there. You're actually, in my opinion, I took that as, don't bother voting for me, guys. I don't really want to go that bad.
It's not that important to me.
Right.
Mm.
I mean, why would you say that?
I don't know.
Help Kyle Brostowitz. Help the Nationals PR staff. I don't get it.
And also help yourself, by the way. What a great feather in your cap for negotiation purposes, right?
And just to be consistent, because whether you like me or you don't, I hope you will think that I'm consistent. I don't like when Greg Popovich does his act. I don't like when John Tortorella does his act. I'm not going to say, oh, Tony, it's cute. It's not cute when you say to the interviewer on the field, we scored more runs than the other team and offer nothing else. That's not funny to me. There is, obligation or not, there's just a bare minimum I'm asking for here.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have a whole different conversation as to why you'd answer a question that way. But, you know, on Mass and Bob Carpenter, who I like, and all these guys are like, oh, Rendon is funny. It's not funny. Just do the interview like somehow every other player figures out a way to do, or most of them do. Next time you see Max Scherzer do that, you let me know. Superstar.
Right.
Guy who gets it. Guy who gets fanfare. Guy who wins Cy Young Awards. It's not a problem. I'm not coming down on Rendon. What I am saying, though, is you're costing yourself.
Yes. Ultimately, that's what this is.
What are you doing?
I don't know. And the fact that he hasn't been an all-star, some of it's circumstance. Some of it's the National League's been really deep at third base a couple times over. Some of it just bad luck. But this self-promotion is one thing. But the other point I want to come back to that you touched on is, and this is going to sound like a very big indictment of Nats fans. It's not. But The biggest point here is that Nats fans don't intrinsically do this. They don't just say, hey, we've got a guy that needs to go to the All-Star game because he's great. Let's go vote. I got news. It's a popularity contest, and it's an effort contest. I just voted 5 times for Anthony Rendon. There are plenty of Nats fans who could get him past the 5th spot in National League voting if it was important to them. It's not. It's not inherent. Remember a couple years ago when Kansas City had the best record in baseball, and they sent every Jag that wore a Kansas City Royals uniform to the All-Star game? Atlanta's done it too. It's not inherent yet in this fan base.
The Braves just did it, and they're doing it again with Josh Donaldson. Just think about this. Josh Donaldson's been in Atlanta for 8 minutes. Braves fans don't even care that much about Josh Donaldson. Seriously. He's been there for an hour. They're not going to lose a wink of sleep if he doesn't go to the All-Star game. They've accidentally got him ahead of Anthony Rendon in All-Star voting. Guy that has been here since day one for years, landed on the line for this team. For all we know, it's his last hurrah in Washington, having a career year, carrying this team back into contention. And the Braves fans, while yawning about some guy they don't really care about, have voted more for Josh Donaldson. You think he's getting votes in Los Angeles or Texas? Nobody cares about Josh Donaldson. And I'm not trying to be a jerk. I actually really like Josh Donaldson. I got to know him pretty well when he was at Auburn, before he got drafted. When he was an A's prospect, I had him on minors and majors a bunch. He is directly involved to me meeting my wife. I could tell you that story another time if you'd ever like. If not for a Josh Donaldson home run against the Orioles, I wouldn't be married and have the kid that I have right now. Literally a fact.
Kind of amazing.
I kind of like Josh Donaldson. But no one around the country cares about him. Braves fans, he's another Jag to them. He is Danny to them. And they've got him up above Anthony Rendon in balloting. You got to wear that this morning. Sorry, you just do. 2 home runs for Rendon last night. And frankly, whether or not he's an All-Star is nearly irrelevant to me compared to that he's here next year.
Yeah,
and that's
like
really my priority. And I don't know that we're any closer to him getting a long-term
contract.
What's the
plan? What's the plan?
Would love to hear that. The Raiders got the call. They will be on Hard Knocks, not the Redskins. Disappointing, eh? We'll get to that next on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Foster Moreau has been impressive. Max Crosby has been impressive. Quentin Bell is going to be a hard guy to get rid of. I can't say enough about Farrell and Abram, what they've done for us here in the last month. I think Jacobs is going to be interesting and fun to watch. Who knows? Maybe Hard Knocks will come and cover that. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
And just like that, you know why Hard Knocks chose the Oakland Raiders, soon to be the Vegas Raiders. Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan. The only way that we thought it was possible the Raiders wouldn't get the call this year is if the NFL wanted to sit a play out and said, let's wait till year one of Vegas next year, where they'll still have a lot of the same storylines, some of the same personalities, but Vegas is going to make it even a better fit. You just don't know that they're not going to make the playoffs or something's not going to happen that would allow them to be able to shut you down next year. So the bird in the hand,
bird
they
the
choose
hand.
The Raiders.
Yeah, disappointing. There is, I guess, a pulse of Redskins fans that didn't want Hard Knocks because of some sort of trickle-down coach speak, you know, where these coaches and general managers and presidents and whoever you want to talk about still act like these are state secrets. Still act like, you know, this is JFK with the U-2 spy plane over Russia that leads to the Cuban Missile Crisis. You're practicing football. 32 teams are practicing football. No state secrets are going to get shown. We're going to see a little bit more of personalities of some of the guys that we root for and cover. We're going to get a great storyline about a couple guys trying to make the team. We're going to a couple stories about veterans trying to reclaim some form, a couple position battles. It's great theater. It's perfect. There's no better showcase, if it's done well, than Hard Knocks. The Redskins fans that didn't want it are used to some sort of tough guy, football, keep it secret, we're not going to reveal anything, antiquated, outdated nonsense. times have changed, okay? This is not unauthorized access. There's nothing that would get by Redskins filters, okay? Tony Wiley or whomever would watch whatever footage they were going to use and say, nope, that actually tells some proprietary information. That's not going out there. Or that doesn't make us look good. We're not doing it. They get plenty of footage, and it's plenty entertaining without some of those great things. Some people knock it and say that it's not the same without, you know, because the teams have some control. It's plenty good enough for me. So the Redskins fans that didn't want it, with all due respect, you're completely incorrect. It would have been wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. You should be disappointed today.
Yeah, you should be really disappointed. The access that you would have gotten is gone. The ability to learn more about your team than you've ever known before, out the window. We would have had a chance to enjoy behind-the-scenes conversations of Jay Gruden and Bruce Allen and Doug Williams and Alex Santos arguing about who should make the roster and whoever else gets to sit in that room. We would have finally gotten answers to a lot of our questions about who does what and who says what in those meetings. I would pay a lot of money to be a fly on the wall in one of those meetings. I wouldn't have had to. I could have just paid my cable bill.
Yeah, that's right.
I could have paid $5 a month for home box office, and I could have sat on my couch on my lovely recliner in my basement at 68 degrees and watched Jay Gruden and Bruce Allen go toe-to-toe over who's going to start at quarterback.
Yep. Thanks to Bill Shark, I pay less for that cable already. I mean, I'm already paid for it. I want that entertainment.
We had a chance, and there were some people, as you said, there were Redskins fans going, man, we really dodged a bullet here. That's not what happened, I don't think.
You dodged joy. You dodged a showcase for a team that fewer people care about than they ever have since I've been alive.
You sidestepped a chance to be thoroughly entertained. You sidestepped the chance for something as a Redskins fan that you should wake up every morning wishing you get one day, which is a season on hard.
Yeah, I guess thank your lucky stars, right? Think about it, though. Fewer people are putting in energy, passion, and give a damn about the Washington Redskins than they have my entire life. I turned 40 in 2 months. 40 years. People care less now than they ever have. We are sitting there going, we drafted a quarterback at 15. Here's news about him. What do you think? Is the sound of the dial tone. People don't care about the Redskins in the way that they have before. Wouldn't you want people to? Don't you want people to care? Don't you want that joy of everybody in a Week 17 game at home against Dallas to go to the playoffs? Don't you want 2012 again? Don't you want 2007? Don't you want it? Don't you want that feeling? Nope, not for me, I guess.
The NFL made the right decision, for the record. The Raiders were the correct team to put on Hard Knocks.
I agree with that.
This will be must-see television. And without even having any indication or inclination as to what they plan on covering, how they're going to go about the episodes, you know, what will be different this season compared to in the past in the way of what they're allowed to shoot, not allowed to shoot at Raiders camp, I can pretty confidently say this might be the best season of Hard Knocks ever. Because you've got Antonio Brown coming off of him being a madman leaving Pittsburgh. I mean, you've got even things people don't care about, like their left tackle that they drafted, Colton Miller trying to prove that he's worthwhile as a first-round pick in 2018. They just signed Trent Brown from the Patriots to a record amount of money at tackle, who I think they're going to kick to the left side and maybe move Miller over to the right side. But you look at the first-round picks that they brought in. Cleveland Farrell, people said was overdrafted. Can't wait to see the Clemson product. Josh Jacobs, people said was overdrafted, the running back. You have Derek Carr trying to hang on. Not to a starting job. I think that's overstated.
To being a franchise quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. What is he going to be the next couple of years? And at quarterback, by the way, Mike Glennon, Nathan Peterman. It's a cavalry of basically journeymen that were supposed to be really good that never developed into that.
I can't wait for that, where Liv Schreiber's perfect voice is going to go back through, Nathan Peterman has really struggled. And there'll be Bills highlights where there's a million interceptions and John Gruden overlay thought, I love Nathan Peterman, man. He's a terrific quarterback, man. And then the fact that he's not terrific, but he's still there. The Derek Carr narrative is going to be perfect. Derek Carr burst onto the scene, setting records as he went. And he was awesome for a year. And then it all came crashing down. I want all of that. It's the best. It's the best. You're right. The storylines build themselves.
Don't forget about Vontaze Burfict.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Don't forget about Richie Incognito.
Richie.
It's just so good. But, Redskins fans, here's the question for you. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines, 800-636-1067. Are you Team Grant and Danny? Today's a bad day.
Team correct.
Today is a very sad, frustrating day as a Redskins fan. Something great was taken away from us. Or are you team, who's the other team? Incorrect?
Yeah,
Team erroneous?
Team nothing you're saying is accurate.
Right. Are you that team? And you're welcome to call in as well. And
you can be incorrect. You're allowed to be. It's America.
On behalf of people who say that the Redskins shouldn't have been on Hard Knocks, it for some reason would have been bad for them. 800-636-1067. We are Guillermo and Donnie on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It took until June 11th yesterday, but we finally found out that the Raiders would be the team on Hard Knocks. The Redskins had become the odds-on favorite, believe it or not, in Vegas, which I never really understood. I don't know why they were the favorite over the Raiders. I always kind of thought Oakland was going to be the number one seed. The only thing that gave me pause and a little bit of trepidation at one point was when I was listening to a podcast and Jay Gruden's son, Jack, who at one point was on the Redskins staff and right. was fairly plugged in because his dad is Jay Gruden, said that the Raiders could turn down Hard Knocks because they'd coached in the Senior Bowl. And that could have just been speculative or him assuming that.
I hadn't heard that anywhere else.
But because his last name was Gruden and John's his uncle and Jay's his dad, I assumed he knew something.
Like they were at the barbecue together the previous week, right?
But maybe they didn't want to turn it down. I mean, John Gruden does not really, has never seemed to me like a guy that doesn't enjoy attention or crave the spotlight.
That's a good bit. I think the reason they were the favorite is the Vegas potential next year. That would be the most unique Hard Knocks of all time, right? That would be because
following, you know, Antonio Brown down the strip,
yeah, Dallas two different times. We're going to go over to Nevada Ranch and conduct our practices and our business. They've done that. Cincinnati a couple times, right, where they're just practicing in some dumb Ohio burg, right, where no one cares. The Rams are interesting because they had this temporary stuff and there were these different things. They were their operation was based here, but then they were, practicing at a college an hour and a half away, and everything was kind of, you know, in flux. This would be the ultimate, right? Because what better way to, A, showcase the new city? What better way to, A, showcase some of the definitive personalities in your league? But you do that next year, and it's the ultimate backdrop. But the risk then, as you touched on, and I think that's why I said I would pick them now. I think that's what's going to happen, is what if somehow this works? What if a year after moving on from Khalil Mack, a year after moving on from Amari Cooper and a couple other guys, this plan comes to fruition and they're good? I just don't see it because that division is nasty,
right?
Kansas City and the Chargers. But let's just say it works. Then you go, oh, damn it, we lost our chance to have the Raiders for some time. We could ask them and they'll tell us to pound sand.
There's a few people saying, well, maybe the Redskins will get it next year if they have a new coach or if they make the playoffs. And I would have to imagine one of the two is likely. Then they are excluded. If you make the playoffs and or if you get the new coach, so anything other than basically what they've been the last few years, and Jay Gruden has already gone on record saying he doesn't anticipate being brought back and hanging around if he's not able to make the playoffs, then you're able probably to dictate terms and say, no, we can say no thank you. And I think that they would. I don't get the sense that Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen, the highest ranking officials in this organization would want Hard Knocks. I don't think Jay Gruden would be all that anti it. He loved it, it seemed like, when he was the offensive coordinator of the Bengals. Maybe that's a little bit different when you're a head coach. CW is in D.C. on Grant and Danny. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show, as always.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you.
I am sorry to say I am not on Team Grant and Danny on this one.
CW, how dare you have a different opinion, sir? Not in 2019.
The audacity of you.
You have a different opinion. We should just do something cruel to you. No, what's up, man?
So, I have 2 points. Point one is, when is the last time that any national spotlight, media attention, Friday Night Lights, if you will, have resulted in anything positive for our franchise? I want to be boring. I want to be unknown. I want to be in the dark. I don't want to know. I don't want anyone to see anything about our team or get access that you are you know, craving. Point two is the access that we would get. What makes you think that it's going to be all, you know, like you said, Tony Wiley or whoever's going to screen it? And, you know, behind cameras, you know, everybody's acting at that point. I'm not saying that you don't get some real stuff, but at the end of the day, you're not getting, you know, all the conversations in the back room.
No, you're not getting all of them, but you're getting a lot more than you ever have before.
What does it sound like when Jay Gruden cuts a guy?
Yeah,
what does it sound like when they discuss a player and, you know, what this rookie, Terry McLaurin, is he starting? When they talk about Josh Doctson and his future, there's absolutely going to be some real stuff that we get access to.
The cameras are out of sight and out of mind. And if you've watched Hard Knocks, and it sounds like you have, you know that it is very raw. It is very authentic. These conversations are real. There's not a lot of acting going on. That's what I want to see. Now, you also get the final refusal on certain content. You're not going to have anything out there that's going to cost you dearly. So if Bruce Allen sees something that makes the Redskins look bad, they can say, no, we don't want that in the show. The NFL is propping itself up with this show. They're not trying to embarrass anybody.
It's an hour-long commercial every week.
If your concern is that because it's the Redskins, something will happen where we're going to make fun of them or somebody's going to have a laugh at them, I think that's a reasonable concern. But I think you would do way more good than bad as every organization. There have been some dregs of this league, the Browns, the Jets, in recent years that have done this. They've all come out looking better than worse. John Falmouth, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you?
Hey, John.
John, you're on the show. What's up?
Overwhelming opinion, John. Overwhelming.
Dominic's in Ohio. Dominic, I was in Columbus, man. It was a pretty cool spot.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to when you get you and Danny and the boys come down for a Jack the Cap series.
That would be money. I'll dig that.
I'm staying hard for that. I can't hook you guys up like Christian in New Orleans.
How dare you not be able to do that?
All you can eat and drink and stay in lovely hotels without paying a penny. I just don't know what to say.
You don't think
about
I gained 16 pounds in Columbus in a few days?
Danny can't eat
I could get you to double digits, though.
At least pick us up at the airport with champagne on a tray and a party bus. That's the least you can do.
Yeah, absolute least I could do. So I talked myself into really, really wanting Hard Knocks with the Redskins. I was a little anti that first because I don't want anybody to see the dysfunction that I've been dealing with for the past 3 decades watching this team. But when I start to think about it, I don't know that we're ready for it yet because I think we have more coaches that would be stars than players. If you look at our roster and where our main talent is, most of our main talent is that quiet leadership, which I really love. But guys like Allen, Payne, Ioannidis, Trent, if he comes back, Landon, AP, Ryan Kerrigan, none of them are huge, booming personalities. We only have like three of those guys, which would be like Geis, Norman, and maybe Vernon Davis, because that dude is made for TV. His smile is ridiculous. And then our rookies are, which are great, which is a very quiet rookie kind of mood or method or personality. Haskins very been soft-spoken so far, so has Sweat. I think Jimmy Moreland's probably got the most star potential to him, but, you know, going through listening to the podcast and his interviews, he's also been very soft-spoken, which is, I think is great. So I don't think we have the star power yet to...
Yeah, you don't... But Haskins doesn't have to say anything to be interesting. Josh Norman gives you some of that.
Keenum's done it before.
Absolutely.
There's nothing interesting about Case Keenum, with all due respect. He's still great on that show.
Yeah, because
when
the show's watched him and his wife going over his playbook in their kitchen while they cooked dinner in a townhouse.
It's so good.
That was entertaining. I do think he's right about the coaches. It would be a...
Tom Sula would be a
Kevin
star.
Kevin O'Connell would probably be on his way out, I would think, if you go on Hard Knocks, just because his star would rise substantially.
So the other thing real quick, and everybody talks about, I don't want to be embarrassed, but that's kind of part exactly what I want. I want everything dragged into the light. I want no one to be able to hide, right? When something goes bad, Redskins duck and cover. Bruce retreats to his office. They trot Doug Williams out, or they trot poor Jay Gruden out there. I want exposure. So part of the reason why I don't like to win meaningless games is I want everyone to know that you're not close. You don't have it right. I want all the information out there.
I also think no team's ever been embarrassed on Hard Knocks.
Well, that's the other point.
The league is not doing this show to embarrass one of its 32 entities. Mike Prada covers the association, is one of our regulars here on Grant and Danny during the NBA playoffs. We will get him on next to discuss Game 6 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. How do the Warriors move forward without Kevin Durant?
Guys, it's Grant and Danny here for Window Nation. Summer savings event, it's happening now. You need new windows? How about this? Buy one, get one free. You buy two, guess what you get? Two free. You buy four, you get four free. There's no limit. You like free, right? How about 0-0-0? That's right. Make zero down payment, make zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months. Any style, vinyl, wood, and fiberglass, any color, all engineered for the specific climates that we live in.
Window Nation, going to take great care of you right now like they did for me, like they did for Danny. It's why they've got 10,000 positive online reviews. You cannot get more reliable than our friends, but you got to call them today.
866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Get this done. You get the 000 deal, zero down payments, zero interest for 12 months. You're going to save thousands. 866-90-NATION at WindowNation.com. Tell them great news, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.